A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and be trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand, where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Your light must shine. This day, today, someone on our journey needs this light. Someone sharing today's path with us needs just that much more salt for it all to click, for the dawn to break. So that in the dawn's light, God's face emerges. The truth Jesus confirms today is the very core of our being is the image and likeness of the one who loves us into being, God. Correct. Not loved us into being, but rather loves us into being. This present tense reality catches our awareness and holds us in readiness to generously season and illumine all around us. God breathes life into our being at this very moment. You and I, present now, breathing, thinking, reflecting, acting all out of the core of who we are. Jesus names the center of ourself, salt of the earth, light of the world. Quote, "Doesn't that make every action worth doing with great reverence and devotion? Doesn't that make getting up each day deeply satisfying?" End quote. Salt and light are meant to spread. I've seen one grain of salt dispense frozen ice at a circumference 2 to 3 times its size, even more so. And it flavors food in like manner. Light finds its way through. Thwarts layers of clouds, one spark becomes an explosion of flames. If then the core of our deepest self is meant to spread, to be shared, to be given to others, then indeed our light must shine, as Jesus reminds us today. Our light must shine so that others see the goodness of God manifest in every action, actions done with reverence and devotion that emanates from grateful hearts, whose beating is sustained by the one who loves us into being now, at this moment, and forever and ever. Today, someone on our journey, someone whose path we share, waits for that bit of salt, this glimpse of light. Someone longs for God's face to emerge. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Your light must shine.